The Enlightenment has its origins in some of the major thinkers of the 17th century. I'm thinking of Francis Bacon in science, John Locke in the study of politics and society, and Isaac Newton, of course, in physics and mathematics. The new science that's often associated with Bacon has its roots in an empirical approach to knowledge, a valorization of experiment and work which is undertaken by trustworthy individuals, and of course is sponsored very successfully by the Royal Society after the return of the monarchy in 1660. So this science is one which spreads out from the Royal Society into the universities and into the wider culture quite successfully by the early 18th century, as science becomes something with a large public appeal. An enlightened political approach is often associated with the writings of John Locke and his emphasis upon a contractual understanding of the relationship between government and the governed, which stresses the rights of the governed to overthrow its allegiance to the government if that government breaks implicit contractual understandings. And Newton becomes, whose achievement is well known, becomes a celebrity figure whose status right in the centre of Hanoverian Britain is confirmed by his burial in Westminster Abbey in 1727. Obviously, all three of those figures are affected by developments on the continent, but there is no doubting the significance of that trinity of figures on the continental Enlightenment itself, and on somebody like Voltaire, who does so much to publicise Newton's achievement and to make sure that the Newtonian model of science has become culturally dominant in France by about 1740.